forsooth, adverb, archaic. In truth, in fact, indeed. Now used in derision or to express disbelief.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Forsooth podcast. The first podcast by sooths, for sooths, with sooths.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Shut up, Monica. It'll work. Trust me. People are going to care. So this is our pop culture and just BS news podcast. We're just going to talk about some things that are happening in the world because, I mean, no one else is, right?
Yeah, I guess not. We're the only ones.
So one of the first things is apparently actor John Stamos from Full House was arrested apparently on suspicion of DUI in Beverly Hills.
Suspicion in Beverly Hills? Pretty sure they're just getting drunk for kicks. It's not really suspicion at this point.
Look, John Stamos is a very, very sexy man. I mean, if I was the police officer that pulled over John Stamos...
Say that about everybody.
No. If I was the police officer that was to pull over John Stamos, I don't think I could arrest him.
Why?
I mean, look at those dreamy eyes. I mean, even a drunk John Stamos...
You would really just want to arrest him, though.
No, I'm just saying, even a drunk John Stamos has got to be a dreamy John Stamos.
You would want to arrest him because of you, because you're you. You would want to arrest him. You would want to frisk him. And you would want to put him in the back of your car. Who are you kidding?
Well,
who are you kidding? Don't kid yourself. You can't bullshit a bullshitter.
I'm just saying, you have to admit, even a drunk John Stamos has got to be at least a 9.
Well,
even a drunk John Stamos falling over himself vomiting is still a 9.
I don't think so.
He's still a 9. I mean, right now he's a 12.
Are we talking about... What?
John Stamos is a 12 out of 10.
There's no such number.
Yes. No. Okay. So on the rating scale, you know, like 1 to 3 are people that you wouldn't want to sleep with. About 4 to 5 are people you might settle for if you've been drinking. 6 to 7 are people that you'd want to sleep with, you'd want to be with. And then anything 8 and above, like 8 to 10... is someone that, you know, you'd want to marry and, like, lock that shit down.
No.
And then 10 and up is a unicorn.
No, because the 10 and up doesn't exist.
I'm saying that it's a unicorn. It's a magical object. It's a magical being. And John Stamos is a magical being.
And I also want to point out your scale is flawed.
No, it isn't.
You don't marry the 8, 9s, and 10s. You fuck the 8, 9s, and 10s because they're batshit insane and you don't want to spend time with them.
Look,
you marry the 6s and the 7s. You marry the 6s and the 7s because they're real human beings and they have developed personalities over time.
Oh, this completely explains why we got married. I married someone who was a clear, like, 8 and 9. I'll go 8 and 9.
And I'm crazy, and you know
you're
that.
Crazy, and then you married below your status because you wanted to make sure you got a regular person.
Person I could actually rely on and trust and make sure nobody else wanted.
This was supposed to just be a podcast about things going on in the world.
I have a cork in my pocket.
And all it ended up being was just a sad realization of why you married me. Moving on!
No, okay. So John Stamos, right? I'm not going to say 12 because I don't think that you can go above the actual scale. Nobody can break the scale. I'm going to say...
If anyone could, John Stamos.
Wait, are we talking 90s John Stamos or are we talking today's John Stamos? Because that has changed.
Look at him.
No, it's changed.
No, look at him. There's nothing off-putting or lower. In fact, he's gotten more attractive with age. I mean, he's like a fine cognac.
Cognac? No.
I would drink him.
No. Oh, my God. I should question our marriage.
You should. Well, I should question our marriage, apparently.
No, well...
I married a 7.
All right, the longer I look at this picture, the dreamier it's getting.
I'm telling you right now, he's a 12.
No, there's no 12. It's not... That scale doesn't exist. Maybe a 10. Wait. A 10, I usually don't give out 10s. I give out 9s.
Even,
like, I would give him a solid 9.
Even
and
if, though...
19... No, shut up. 1990s John Stamos. Almost, I would say a 10. I don't give out 10s easily. Alright, if I met him in person, I'd probably go blah, 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 which gives him a very clear 9.
Moving on, though, drunk John Stamos, though, clearly a 9. Still, right? It's not lowered by the fact that he's
Did he puke on me?
No, he didn't puke on you, but he puked on the floor.
He puked on the floor how far from me?
I want to say, like, he puked on the floor about 10 feet as he's walking up to you.
That doesn't really affect it much. So yeah. If he puked on the floor right next to me, okay, that would lower at least 1 point.
I think I know at least one person that did that puked on the floor next to me, and I still married them.
Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure I puked on your feet.
Maybe. Moving, let's go on to the next thing. So you can't just keep talking, although I could definitely keep talking about John Stamos. But because I can't keep talking about John Stamos, moving forward, let's go into the fact that Benedict Cumberbatch has had his first child. Well, that's kind of joyous news at the same time as being sad news. Monica, what do you think? Do you think Benedict Cumberbatch having a child is good news or sad news?
That's awesome news. Good for him.
Yeah, but then, I mean,
isn't John Stamos married?
I don't care. Look,
you don't care about John Stamos, but you do care about Benedict Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch
can't say penguin, Eric.
He is a 13, and he is an English national treasure.
No number. That is not a number. Like, the scale stops at 10.
I'm just going to move on past this part because we clearly have a differing opinions of the fact that Benedict Cumberbatch having a child is sad news for me, but joyous news for him. Congratulations, Benedict. Just don't name the baby Penguin. Penguin
is what he was saying, yeah.
On to some television news, though, moving away from Benedict Cumberbatch.
Did you see him, though, on... No, sorry, back to Benedict Cumberbatch.
God,
how
damn
can
it.
How can I leave that?
I'm but, like, trying to move on to the next topic.
On Graham Norton, like, some...
Okay. Yes.
Time ago, that was...
With the penguin, the thing we're just talking
no,
about.
No, 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 and he was, like, all winky and adorable.
Well, he's winky and adorable everywhere.
I know. Can we pull up the video and watch it?
No. We're doing a podcast.
Fine.
We're going to move forward now to, well, this has always been kind of an odd thing. There, if you've watched... American Horror Story. American Horror Story, there's Evan Peters and there's Emma Roberts. Now, those two have been on quite a few seasons of the show to the point where it's like, enough. You know? Enough of the same actors being over and over again.
No, that's the whole point of it.
No, enough.
No, that's the whole point of it.
But they were apparently engaged.
Who did they play in the last season?
They played the people who were in a relationship, but then, like, she betrayed him, so he was, like, glad she died.
Wait, the hot girl and the guy that played Quicksilver.
I don't know if the hot girl is the right title for her.
She was in We Are the Millers.
Yes, but wasn't Jennifer Aniston the hot girl in that one?
No.
I'm pretty sure the stripper dance scene in the factory really kind of nails the whole hot girl.
No, I'm sorry, no. What was that movie she was in, Jennifer Aniston? It was like, was it called Cake?
What?
The movie Cake?
Are you just making up things?
No.
Don't know. We're not looking things up. We're just looking at news and talking about it. There's no research. There's no video watching. You answer the question, woman.
No,
what the heck is
like
Cake
this,
besides a
like,
band?
There's like... there's this DVD that I saw the other day with Jennifer Aniston's
so you just,
face
just,
on it.
Your whole thing now, your whole reference point is DVD covers, huh?
And no, and she looked
like not even the movie.
Haggard, man, like
oh.
That. I'm saying, like that kind of ruined it.
You're what's wrong with Hollywood?
No, let me pull up the picture, because this is
no,
it's
you're not
bad.
Pulling up the picture. Okay, because
like
on.
She looks bad,
if
like, and then that kind of ruined the whole concept.
If you can't participate in the discussion point, we're going to move on to the next news story.
No, because look at her in that movie, right? And that just like ruined everything.
She looks fine. She looks like a woman,
no.
A woman who is just living her life. Give it up.
No, she doesn't. No,
I am all for the idea of pushing very, very strong stereotypes that men actors must be gorgeous. But women actors can just look like they do because women are amazing. And men
she is not George Clooney, and she cannot George Clooney this picture.
Look, all I'm saying is that George Clooney used to be gorgeous, and now he needs a lot of Photoshop, and that's not right. Okay? That's not right. Okay? It's like Sean Connery back when I was like, yeah, Sean Connery. And then you're all like, ooh, Sean Connery? Like, you'd still give it to him because...
The nostalgia factor
alone. Yeah, I'm just saying, you don't want to, but you would.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Have you seen Sean Connery recently?
Yes. I'm pretty sure. Sean Connery is the only one that I would give that exception to.
There you go. I'm just saying you don't want to, but you would. But you don't want to. The fact that you even stated it like that makes it very clear.
No, but I'd also do the same for, like, other older actresses as well. I mean, like, Selma Hayek, still nice.
Well, right? Yes, Selma Hayek is very nice. Wait, what are we even talking about? God.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, we're off that. Okay, Emma Roberts and the guy that's in every single version of American Horror Story. We're talking about Evan Peters, Quicksilver, the non-DC Flash. they broke off their engagement. Now, I don't know if this is because of the fact that maybe they're sick and tired of playing they're in a relationship at every single season of American Horror Story. But,
Well, they were together for 3 years?
I don't know. How many seasons were they in the show together?
3 seasons?
Then there you go. I don't know. That's, maybe they're not in the next season together, and they're all like, I've got to find someone who's in the show, so that way we can make press for the show. American Horror Story. I think this one is Hotel.
Yeah, but... is it?
I don't even know.
I think it is.
They're just basically stealing things from the Twilight Show at this point.
No... Maybe. Are they going to do one with the glasses?
I'm just saying they're doing Tower of Terror. Oh my god, the glasses one where the guy is like, now I can finally read my books!
Yeah, and then like he breaks his fucking glasses. I'm just saying, if I had that kind of time, I would find a way. Like, there's got to be some...
Love would find a way?
There's got to be some kind of glasses shop around still with like a single intact pair of glasses.
I'm just saying.
It wouldn't be my prescription.
Benjamin Franklin built bifocals. I mean,
yeah,
you could do something, guy.
He was also smarter than that guy. Okay, I just want to point out Ben Franklin was way smarter than that dude right there.
We're gonna move on because we can't just keep getting hung up on these things.
Why not?
So we can't. So the next one we're gonna go into is Jurassic World is out with the biggest box office history, just I guess ever for a Friday.
Yeah, and the Lego game too.
And the Lego game came out. Well, of course the Lego game came out at the same time because they're marketing geniuses. I wonder if the Lego game will include the full Lego game. Or if they'll do what they did with Lord of the Rings, where they're all like, we'll give you the last one later, and then, nope. But,
how long did it take for them to do that with the Star Wars one?
What are we talking about? They released like the first one had the first three trilogy, and second then, one had
yeah,
the...
Yeah, but it took, like, a couple of years for them to do it.
What are you talking about?
For the complete saga.
Well, again, the complete saga didn't come out until the complete saga was out.
No, the what?
Okay, so
what? The complete saga was out.
They released
the 4th, 5th, and 6th have been out.
No,
since
stop. They released
forever.
They released the full original series, the full three movies, the trilogy, in one game. Then they released the next game when the three prequels were released, finally, all fully. And then they didn't release the anything else besides that for the Lego.
But like the complete saga had all of them.
That's what I'm saying.
No, that's Lego, not what you're saying. You're
the
saying
complete
that
saga was Lego Star Wars 2.
Yes, and yes. You're saying that they released the two different games that only had that three and then the next three.
No, it was three and then six. There was no
yeah,
there was no three and three. It
the
was three
time
and six.
Frame between the two games being released is my point.
Oh,
like,
this is
the
not
Lord of
the
Rings
point.
One. The Lord of the Rings
oh,
one.
Oh, that hurt my throat.
Good. The Lord of the Rings one. Like they still have some time to release. I guess the Lord of the Rings complete saga where they have all the other stuff in
oh,
it.
My God. Okay.
With the Hobbit and all that.
So,
you know, the third Hobbit movie. And then the Lord of the Rings on top of it.
A fan theory has come out recently with Jurassic World, and it has been the idea that the kid at the very beginning of the first Jurassic Park movie, the kid that the main character threatens with the raptor claw like he's going to kill him, and then says, give them a little bit of respect, is the same character played by Chris Pratt, in the new Jurassic World movie.
There's a random ass kid in the beginning of the...
the one that's like, it looks like a giant turkey! And then Grant comes over and he's all like, they'll eviscerate you, they'd kill you, English accent-y.
And what,
and
so
show
like,
them a little respect.
So that fucking kid goes, oh my god, he's right. And then
gets like obsessed with them?
Becomes obsessed with them and goes, one day I'm gonna train these motherfuckers.
Well, the general idea is that there's a line in Jurassic World in which the Chris Pratt's character says, it's about respect. tying out the fact that the reason why he works well with the Raptors and the Raptors don't attack him is that he respects them. And it's that statement that is driving these internet-esque detectives.
There's all these conspiracy theories are derived from all these tiny little things that mean nothing.
It gets worse.
I mean, you could look at there's a Harry Potter fan theory where the entire thing was in Harry's head and he was at a mental asylum.
Well, that's true.
No, it's not true. She specifically said that that's not true, that he's actually a wizard. J.K. Rowling actually went out and she's like, no, this is wrong.
Yeah, but even she said that her works aren't perfect and that she wishes she could change them.
But at least she's like, no, this is wrong, and completely disproved that fan theory by saying, that's not what I meant at all.
Look, the entire Wizard Academy was in a snow globe.
No, it was not.
Moving on, though. The reason that it gets worse is that apparently the kid at the time of filming was like 12 to 14 years old. And while he's now only in his 20s, the setting for Jurassic World takes place 20 years after Jurassic Park. So while our timeline and Jurassic Park's timeline don't match up, Jurassic World is supposed to, I guess, be slightly more in the future than we are.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Pratt's age is 35. Age.
Yeah.
So technically,
that would make sense.
His character is the age that they were very specifically pointing out. But
did that kid ever go into Jurassic Park? Because
no, he never went into Jurassic Park.
They closed that shit. That, like, never opened. That thing never fucking happened.
You have to realize the timeline story for Jurassic World means that Lost World and Jurassic Park 3 never happened. It was Jurassic Park, they had failings, and then they reopened Jurassic World like 20 years later when they got all the bugs taken care of, supposedly.
Yeah, but that kid would have had to have known that they were developing dinosaurs.
Well, everyone knew they were developing dinosaurs. It leaked out after the park failed.
And he would also had to have dedicated his entire life to learning how to train raptors.
See, apparently Chris Pratt's character doesn't. Chris Pratt's character goes into the army. I think he works as like in the Navy or it's just something.
Is he a raptor trainer in the Navy?
To be honest, if there are raptors, do you really think the Navy or Army are not going to be using dinosaurs?
Leopleurodons?
Oh, so awesome. Forget subs. Let's just ride Leopleurodons.
With lasers.
With lasers. Like the laser Leopleurodon.
Like they were doing that with dolphins for a short time.
That's the problem.
That's what I'm trying to say. With lasers.
So I want to mention something, but we're technically not allowed to talk about it. Because I want you to just hear the news. And then don't make any comments, Monica, okay? Don't make any comments.
I can't make any promises.
Just hear the news.
I can't make any promises.
Super Smash Bros. Wii U had a leak. A video.
Oh, shit.
A video leak. And it was showing off a victory dance. Like, you know, like, woohoo, victory dance.
Like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Exactly. Da-da-da.
Exactly like that.
Except
that. And it was showing off two characters who were joining the Smash Brothers roster. And it was Ryu and Roy.
Okay, well, we knew Roy was going to be in it.
But Ryu from Street Fighter! Don't talk about it.
I can't talk about it.
I'm not saying I can confirm this, but I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
It's so awesome, and I'm really, really happy about it.
Just saying that you should probably give this a little bit more deference. Don't, like, think it's a joke. But we can't talk about it. Moving on. So, the next thing that's being talked about a lot in the news is, it's the fact that there is a billboard within Memphis that says, Black Lives Matter, let's quit killing each other. Hey, Monica, on our first podcast, do you want to talk about a political topic that could possibly polarize and split people that we don't even know we know are listening to us?
Nope.
Okay. So not talking about that. There's also some really cool stuff going off in the news. There's information about mathematicians talking about what could possibly mean why we're not finding any of these plane crashes. I mean, I know it's...
I heard a conspiracy theory that's saying that all these planes were actually the same plane.
Monica!
That they were filled with dead bodies already, and all kinds of, like, really just, like, weirdest explanation possible.
No. No. I think that the loss of these plane crashes...
Stop looking at pictures of John Stamos!
Don't tell me how to live my life. Well, I think that the loss of life is horrifying. The science is what really just is beautiful to me. And they've done some research, and they said that if the planes were coming down at a full, like, nosedive, they're coming in vertically, there would be, like, no wreckage found.
There would be just powder?
I mean, well, not only the destruction, but also just general destruction.
I want to see these experiments done. Like, they take planes, and they're like, let's drop it so it's a complete and even nosedive, and then we'll see what happens to the wreckage. I want to be a part of that. Why can't I get that job?
You're not going to get that job, Monica, because you're pretty horrible when it comes to actual science.
No, I want to destroy things.
Yes.
Why can't I destroy things?
That's what I'm trying
to
say.
For science.
No, Monica, you are so bad when it comes to having to do something, like, analytically, without any, like, attachment from you. You know, like, oh, hey, Monica, I really need you to give me your honest opinion on something. No.
So what? Mm-hmm. They just hire me to go and wreck their shit, and then they can do the analytics themselves. They just be like, hey, Monica, your company destroys whatever we will give it to. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then they go, we want it destroyed in this way. I'm like, cool. You want me to record it? Because I'm going to record it for myself anyway.
Yeah, but you're just...
I'll give you a copy of the destruction plan.
I'm just saying that there's a part of science in which you cause an action to exist, and then you watch the action exist, seeing if it does exist.
I'm just saying, like,
no, let me finish.
No, I'm not going to let you finish. I want to watch the world burn. I want to watch the world burn,
but you can't.
And I can record it. And then if other people want to use that recording for science, then all the better.
No, true science requires that you have to watch from a point of view of not wanting to see the explosion so that way you don't cause an action that will force the explosion
to
happen.
Well, they can stand there and do that next to me.
No, they can't.
Yeah,
Monica.
They can.
No.
I don't see why not.
So we're going to move on past this point. We don't have a lot of time left. We're about two-thirds through our podcast. So I want to go into the science news. As we just talked a little bit about mathematics and how they were testing that stuff out, we're going to go into the next thing. Apparently, scientists have discovered, vessels that connect the brain to the immune system.
Well, we already knew that, though,
well,
right?
No. We knew that the immune system is connected in the body system, but apparently there's a direct connection between your brain and your immune system. So there was...
Yeah.
There was talks about the fact that there might be a connection between depression and your immune system failing and happiness.
We've known that for, like, ever.
We've had a theory. Do you understand the idea between a practicing theory and proof? Do you understand that?
Look, we already knew that. Like, you get depressed. You get depressed and you get sick.
Mm-hmm.
Your immune system is lowered when you are... depressed. We all knew that. You get sad. It happens to you all the time. You're always sad.
Okay. Yes.
And you're always sick.
Okay.
So put two and two together.
Okay. And?
And draw a line. There's a connection there. It's depression, sickness. It's there.
What are you trying to get at?
We knew that. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Okay, we knew it, but did we have proof?
Do we need, like, yes.
Yes, we need proof. What do you mean, do we need proof?
Yes, we have the proof.
Okay, flat earther. Tell me more about how you knew the world was flat because there's no way that anything could really work. Not constantly.
I would notice the horizon and the ships coming over it, and I would make the determination that the world is round, just like all those people did.
We're not constantly falling over to the right or left, so the world has to be flat.
No, because
do we need proof, Monica?
The ships come up over the...
Do we need
I
proof?
Would know that it was round. You're the proof.
Do you not understand the concept of force perspective on a flat plane?
You're a force perspective. I'm going to force your perspective.
Another really cool but kind of creepy and scary thing. Apparently scientists have grown the first bio limb in a lab and transplanted it onto a rat.
Oh, plastic rat feet.
No. Not plastic. A bio limb. Meaning it is a biological limb that has been grown...
Did
and placed on the rat.
Did they grow it in, like, a little petri dish?
Yes.
Or did they 3D print the limb like they have those weird body part 3D printers?
No, they grew it. They didn't print
it. How do you just grow part of a body in a petri dish Isn't that messy?
No, it's basically all about DNA, RNA coding, telling the cells what to do, and they built it. They built it. I mean, I don't understand how this is so hard for you to understand.
It's because I'm picturing a petri dish with a foot in it. It's just one foot. Like, they had a combination of cells, and then it goes, and it turns into a foot.
Well, I want to point out that I'm sure it didn't just immediately turn into a foot.
So weird.
As someone who literally had the growing body part petri dish in your belly for a bit when you had your child, I want to point out that you do understand how, like, cells can form into living beings,
yes,
right?
Yes, into a actual
you have,
person.
You have
sure,
an intimate knowledge.
But how do you? But my body was telling okay. it to make a person.
No. Your and body wasn't.
How do you tell a petri dish that has like 18,000 cells in it okay. to start off with to replicate
yes.
only the right foot on the backside?
Okay, the DNA and the RNA is programmed specifically to build it. Next question.
We're not talking about a programmable lathe here. We're talking about an actual set of cells.
Yeah. And so
they do a beep, beep, boop, boop, boop in their computer.
Okay.
And then it fucking just makes a little foot.
Okay. And yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
But I'm saying yes.
No.
Look, you're not addressing the most disturbing issue here. And the disturbing
How
issue
is
here.
That disturbing?
No, you're not addressing the most disturbing issue. The most disturbing issue, Monica, is that now all those crippled rats that have lost legs in rat traps, now have new limbs. And now they are now stronger with the knowledge that humanity has stolen limbs from them.
Oh my god.
They have created super rats.
super rats
a grudge.
A grudge, sure, but not super rats.
You don't know how strong these limbs are. They could have like one beefy arm.
If they're gonna... Or a human-sized foot.
Like a human-sized foot. Like that one rat that grew an ear on its back. Now it can hear really well.
Oh.
Like a human ear on the rat's back.
I remember that picture. It was so sad.
I'm just saying that, like, this is the beginning of end times.
How are these rats don't already have a grudge against humans for growing ears on their kin's backs?
I, for one, welcome our new supreme rulers, the rats.
Wow. I don't know if they're going to be listening to this in English, or they're going to have a translator to put it into rat.
I'm pretty sure.
So do you think they're going to use their back ears to hear it?
Oh, wait. Breaking news. I now have pictures of what John Stamos looked like when he was arrested.
Good fucking God.
And good God, look at that. He is, you know, look how dreamy he is. He doesn't even look drunk.
That's not even clear.
His hair is so slightly tussled.
Slightly tussled. From being forced into the back of a police car.
I bet that police officer, right before he handcuffed him, tussled his hair for him. Like, I got you, John. I got you, John. Just a little friendly tussle. Come on.
Jesus Christ.
You know that you might be right. That police officer, the only reason why he arrested him was probably because he could put the handcuffs on him and touch his butt in the process. Oh, John Stamos, I have to pat you down for weapons. Oh, John Stamos.
You just check him for more drugs.
I gotta check for drugs, flasks, anything. You don't got any needles in your pocket that might poke me.
Oh my god, you're so gross. You're so gross. That is molestation. You can't make light of that shit.
What are you talking about?
You're trying to molest people and be like, yeah, it's because he's hot. You're the reason we have bad rape culture.
That is, what are you even talking about? That is the most horribly offensive and
why
mean
is John
thing
Stamos' butt on your screen right now?
Because John Stamos is a very attractive man.
Yeah, and that's your problem.
Again, you throw things out there without really even understanding them. But, oh well. So, this was a really fun, forsooth podcast.
Still a dumb name.
Nope. Forsooth was Eric Sooth and Monica Sooth. And we'd just like to let you know we'll be back next week and we'll see you then. Right, Monica?
Yep.
Maybe we'll do it sooner.
Maybe we'll change the name.
Nope. You guys have a fun one. See you next episode.
Forsooth Podcast is a trademark of Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. Forsooth Podcast is brought to you by Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment in conjunction with Pop Culture University. No badgers were hurt in the recording or producing of Forsooth Podcast. If you or anyone you know was offended by this podcast, please contact your local congressman.